Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Dude, it's freestyle. Check, check. Do. It's on. Check, check. Check. One, two. Hey.
It's Vince in the Bay. Back with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Tonight is Thursday, which I call Cybercrime Sexy Time. And we will get to some sexy time later in the show. I have a bedtime story to tell to Becalina 13. She has been complaining on Twitter openly about not getting a bedtime story, so we're going to fix that tonight, or at least I am. But before we get to that, I definitely want to talk a little bit of serious talk and get an update on Sinister Anon, who was recently hospitalized after attempting to commit suicide. Now, Sinister Anon was on this show a couple of weeks ago, and he kind of dropped off the scene, and I just assumed he was just going dark, but apparently he had plans to go dark permanently in real life. And thankfully, he wasn't successful. I hope he's doing better. We're gonna hear from Trezzy Anon and Zenobia tonight, and get an update on how he's doing. And we'll open up the phone lines as well, and we can talk about anything and everything on your mind. I have to admit, I wasn't planning a show tonight. This thing just kind of got thrown together last minute. Well, I guess they always get thrown together last minute, but usually I know ahead of time during the day that I'm going to do this, and I just... So I whatever. That's me taking a swig of coffee. I need my second wind. It's been a long day. I hope you all had a fantastical day. It has been gorgeous here in the Bay Area. My God. You couldn't ask for better weather, especially in the city. Sunny, light breeze, 70s, mid-70s today, I think it was. Ah, perfect. It's paradise here. Yeah, I was on the Twitter today, and man, so much crazy shit going on. The Zimmerman thing just won't go away. The new Black Panthers have offered a $10,000 bounty for George Zimmerman. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice is looking into investigating Zimmerman as potentially obstructing Trayvon Martin's civil rights or whatever, violating his civil rights. I don't know. But I'll tell you what the Department of Justice should be investigating. The fucking Black Panthers putting out a $10,000 bounty on somebody. That's not fucking cool, dude. I don't care what the situation is. And they did that before when he first... when it first happened last year. Yeah, and people are ripping on this Rachel Gentile, Trayvon's girlfriend or friend or whatever, who's like part illiterate. Or I don't know. They're giving her shit for not reading cursive, being able to read cursive. I don't know about you, but I haven't read cursive in years. Do people even write anymore, much less use cursive? I don't think so. In fact, if you gave me something written cursive, I probably couldn't read it. Okay? So let's get Cutter some slack. Some of her other comments, though, are just not, man. They're not helping me feel any more sympathetic for Trayvon. Let's just put it away. What else has happened? Let's see. Oh, I was tweeting gentle tweets today. So if you caught some of those, you're welcome. Butterscotch yellow pudding. Jello pudding, sorry. Teddy bears, rainbows, tulips, hummingbirds. All gentle tweets. Gentle. Like how gentle I'm going to be with Becalina when I tell her her bedtime story. Chef Boney RD is saying in the chat room, Vince thinking pleasant thoughts, he's soft. I don't know quite what you mean by soft. I am flaccid at the moment, so yeah, you're technically right. Oh, let's give a little recognition to the chat room. Hello, all the wonderful people in the chat room. Actions. Becalina. Hey, Becalina. Don't go anywhere. You're going to get your story. Trust me. Code Sect. Canadian Glenn. What up, Canadian Glenn? Chef Bone RD. Consolence, Ikukan, Frank the Tank, a few guest listeners. We also have Just Another 777, or is that Just Another TTT? I never know with you internet geeks. Are you trying to be Leet Haxor language, or is that just there were... You know, already 776 Just Another's, and so you picked the next one? Is that how that works? Who else do we have? Scissor! Hey, Scissor, welcome to the show. Uber Warden. Welcome to the show, Uber Warden. Your Anus News in the house. What up on Your Anus News? And Zora. Zora in the building. But very good. Oh, yeah, Frank the Tank is here, too. Did I say that? Yeah. Okay, so I got a lot of shit to get together before we get this party started. What's today, Thursday? Yeah, today's Thursday. So I'm going to go screen calls and hopefully be back with my guests, Zenobia and Trezzy Anon. I'm going to play my Thursday song and be right back.
Thursday, Thursday, Thursday in the afternoon. For a couple of beers, then a game of pool. We used to go to a motel, a motel, a motel across the street. Then the name of the motel was the Wagon Wheel. Come on, come on, she said, why don't you come back to my house? She said, my husband's out of town, you know he's gone till the end of the month. Well, I was just so nervous, you know I couldn't really quite relax. Cause I was never really quite sure when her husband was coming back.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince, back with you, and excited to bring on my guests tonight. Again, we're going to be talking a little bit about Sinister Anon, who unfortunately tried to commit suicide and thankfully was unsuccessful. And I have a few of his friends who are joining me tonight to give us an update because, you know, I've had Sinister on the show before, and I know there's some people that have had some issues with him. But I didn't think he was such a bad guy when he was on my show, and I certainly would hate to see him take his own life. So with that being said, I'm going to bring on my first guest, Trezzy Anon. What's up, Trez?
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. It's especially we kind of just sort of threw this together last minute. Why don't you tell us, first of all, have you called my show before?
Yeah, I was on there with Sinister last time whenever Cassandra was on there and Ace and all them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's probably why I forgot, because that fucking Ace guy. I fucking hate that Ace guy, man.
Yeah, and
I'm going to try to... Huh?
Before I forget, Sinister wanted me to send you his love for him.
Oh, thank you.
I talked today, and you know, he was like, yeah, Vince has always been a good guy, and I just wanted
cool.
to pass that along to you.
Well, thank you, and tell him I'm glad to hear that he's you know, getting better, I hope, and hang in there and stay strong.
Yeah, we're going to take this recording to him and let him listen to it. I'm sure he'd like to hear it.
Cool. Yeah, that'll be interesting, because later in the show I'm basically going to be doing phone sex.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
So maybe he can have a little extra FAP material for
himself. Heard there's a hot nurse in his facility at the moment, so
maybe
she can listen to it with him. You know, I don't know.
Oh, wow. Ooh, you know, I wish I would have had more time to do research. I'm sure I could have found a story about a nurse.
Yeah, when I was in the hospital, I had a bunch of fat guys and shit. I'm kind of disappointed now.
Yeah, when I was in the hospital, I had a bunch of female nurses, but, I mean, they were nice, but I didn't want to bang any of them.
Yeah, like, I realized, like, the female nurses, like, whenever they'd give me the shots in the stomach, they weren't gentle at all. Then, like, a male nurse would come, wouldn't even feel it. Bitches are brutal sometimes.
Yeah. You know? Women. You can't live with them, and you can't kill them.
Yeah. Not all of them, anyways.
Yeah. All right. So give us the update on Sinister. Other than his spirits, where is he at? He's in a facility. What's his, you know, there might be some folks that don't even know the whole story. Do you mind giving background on him and what happened?
Yeah, he, you know, he just got really depressed. You know, he didn't really feel like he was being loved by anybody, and you know, I guess that's about it. He got depressed, started drinking, ate some benzos, some opiates, some sleeping pills. The doctor said, the EMT said if they arrived 10 minutes later, he wouldn't be here. His blood oxygen level was, I can't remember what it was, but it was very low. And the first time I spoke with him on the phone, I couldn't really understand him, and he passed out during the phone call. But now he's doing steady, he's got a sense of humor back, and he's in a mental health facility, and he's under court order to stay there until the doctor releases him. I don't think they've done any tests on him, like any MRIs on his brain, which I'm hoping shows it clear, because you know, having such a low blood oxygen level, you know, that can seriously damage your brain like me. So I'm hoping the best for those results. And once he gets released, we got a safe place for him with one of his good friends that we're trying to get him down there to. Keep him busy, keep him occupied, have someone watching him, get him a job, maybe, you know, have him start loving life again.
Dude, check it out. I got a nurse erotica story.
Oh, there we go.
Oh yeah. Big ups to Jane. Jane has been my researcher for all these stories. We're trying to find something good for Becalina. I guess Becalina's kind of prudish. She doesn't
does
like
she, does she live in the States? Because if she's around my area, you know, I could get her to bed.
I believe she's in the New England region, upper northeastern part of the country.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's all good. But yeah, big ups to Jane for coming through so quickly. So that'll be the story tonight. We'll do some erotica with a nurse theme.
I talked to Sinister again, and I got a few of his other friends the number to call him, Punk Boy. The person who was on your show, I think it was last night, the cop, Mandacool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got them, his number, so they're going to be probably calling tomorrow. He'll probably be happy to hear from them. And if anybody else is good friends with him, send me a DM, and I'll contact him. And if he says it's all right, I'll pass on the number to them as well.
Excellent, dude. Yeah, you know what? You can DM me that number, too, and I can...
Yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't mind hearing from you either.
Yeah.
I'll do that once
yeah.
I get back online. And I was going to say something else. Hold on. Oh, what the fuck was I thinking?
Sinister?
Oh, yeah. And we have that WePay account I linked on that video. You know, I'm also, you know, just positive thoughts and, you know, all that shit helps. But if, you know, any way anybody can... donate just $5 here or there, you know, that could really help him a lot, because I know he's not on any Medicaid or insurance, so I'm not sure how he's going to handle the hospital bills.
So he's paying out of pocket for all these services.
Now, he has no money, so my mom's actually really good at doing that stuff, so we're going to start his Medicaid application for him while he's still there, so hopefully we can get him approved before he leaves the state.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I can in some ways empathize with him. I've gone through some very dark periods in my life where I you know, seriously considered suicide.
Yeah,
I felt hopeless. I felt hopeless. I felt like I had no interest in anything. Like things that I used to get excited about, I didn't give a shit about. All I wanted to do was just sleep all day. You know, there was a point where I was like literally sleeping through the weekend, and I'm using that term correctly. I would work Monday through Friday. And come home straight from work and just jump into bed and try to hide from the world. And then when I on weekends, I would just stay in bed the entire weekend. There were times where, you know, I here in the Bay Area, I travel around a lot via train, and there were a couple of times where I was standing on the train tracks at a train station, you know, around rush hour, and this particular station that I would catch the train at during rush hour would get skipped over by express trains. So there would be commuter trains going through the station at, you know, top speed. And there were many times where I thought, you know what, all I have to do is just step off of that platform at the right time, and it's over. And I honestly, seriously was contemplating it for a while. I know there's some folks out there that wish I had done it, but too bad for you, I didn't. I kept, you know, as bleak and hopeless as I felt, I still, in the back of my head, just kept telling myself, Vince, it's going to get better. Why, life is worth living. You know, you're in a fucked up position right now, but it's going to get better. You just have to trust that. And I was at it such a low point.
I'm kind of feeling at the moment, but, you know, like, my son, I think, is my only, you know, like, I couldn't do anything just because of my son, so I'm so thankful to have him.
Yeah, and the thing is with depression, and that's great. You can channel a lot of your attention and energy into doing stuff with your son. I think
I'm 1,100 miles away from him at the moment, which is,
oh, that sucks. Like, well, whatever.
I don't know. I burned down my house and fucking all that bullshit.
You wanted to burn down your house?
No, I did burn. I was cooking bacon and my house caught on fire with the oil splashing.
Aha! Uh-huh.
I was cooking bacon and splashed on, and I guess I collapsed onto the floor from the fumes. Cops showed up. The radio dispatch told them not to go inside until backup arrived. There was a junior officer. He kicked in the door, went inside. He said he could only see about a foot off the floor, dragged me out, declared me dead on the spot, intubated me. I was in a coma and on a ventilator for about 3 weeks. And, that loss of oxygen to my brain, like, I'm afraid Sensor has, that caused severe brain damage. I've been diagnosed with lung failure, brain damage due to lung failure, expressive disorder due to brain damage, anoxic brain injury due to loss of oxygen, and then
holy
this new
shit,
fucking
dude.
Shit called PBA. Yeah. This PBA is fucking crazy.
But you know what, dude, you survived. You're here.
Yeah.
That's you endured, and I'm sure you're a much wiser person for it.
Yeah, I'm trying out all these new medications, trying to find, there's one FDA-approved medication that's supposed to help this disorder, and
Started on medications, dude. Like, I went through that process when I was treated for depression and anxiety.
Oh yeah,
oh,
like,
my.
Celexa, Seroquel, Paxil.
I tried 3 or 4 of them, and of course they say, you know, you have to give it at least a month or, you know, to 6 weeks.
Yeah, build up drugs.
To really feel the results. And, you know, I'd get up to that, you know, I get up to the point where it was like, you know, like 10 weeks, 12 weeks. And I was just like, dude, I'm not feeling anything. I don't think it's working. I think it's making me feel worse. Okay, we'll try another drug. It's just like trial and error. There's no science to it at all. It's like,
yeah, it's just every drug, you know, every drug interacts with each person differently.
Yeah, all our body chemistries are a little bit different, and you're right. And it's so frustrating when in the moment you're like, I fucking feel like I want to die. I want to feel better now.
I'll be in like a great mood, and then I'll just change to like, I'll feel nothing. And then like, I'll start crying, and then I'll start laughing. Then I'll go back to a good mood, then I'll be mad, and it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But besides that, Sinister, I hope he...
Yeah,
get
getting
shit.
Back to Sinister. I want to bring on our other guests tonight.
Zenobia
to talk about Sinister. Welcome, Zenobia.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, sweetie.
Doing
how
so
are
much
you, Jesse?
You're here. Hi. Thanks for the good time in the green room the other night.
That was awesome, by the way. Oh. It was like, wow, blew my mind.
Oh, and before I forget, during the sex stories, I just started this new medication, and it said I might have an extreme erection and if I didn't call a doctor. So if I hang up during the erotica stories.
An extreme erection?
Something like that. I started reading, I was like, what the fuck?
Like what? Does it just like balloon up and start pulsating and veins popping out all over the place? Like how... I mean,
I don't know.
Your dick can only get so hard.
Oh, it can get pretty hard. No. You going to bed? Good night. Is Barbara going to bed? All right.
Good night.
I'm on the phone. Yeah.
Extreme erection. I can't. You know, this sounds like something.
Hey, Tom, what did it say? An extreme erection or something?
This sounds like something like Floss would come up with.
An extreme painful erection. That's what it was. An extreme painful erection.
Got it. Oh, man.
I'm always watching my heart. Don't worry.
To add to what Trez didn't know, his SpO2 when the EMTs got there was 10%, which...
Hang on. What the fuck is an SpO2?
SpO2 is how much oxygen is in your blood compared to like carbon monoxide.
Okay.
Basically, it was at 10% when they got there, which I've seen people die at 50%. So, 10% is crazy low. Who's typing?
Do you know how long his oxygen was that low?
You know what? I really don't know because I know when they got him to the hospital, I want to say the doctor was saying he was in the 70%. He basically was combative, has no recollection. The last thing he told me he remembered was he doesn't know or didn't know until yesterday. I told him that he live tweeted his suicide attempt. The last thing he remembered was deleting his account and taking all the pills. And then he woke up the next day in the hospital room. Like he doesn't remember being in the ER.
Today he told me he like thought he went to the other side.
And he was trolling.
Yeah, and he was trolling the trolls. And
yes, he was.
He came back as a goal to troll these fucking trolls, and that's
exactly
why I've been trolling serious mode. And, hey, did you get that song that Sinister wanted to dedicate?
Can you resend it to me? I was in a rush. I just got in the door before the show started, so I need to upload it to the switchboard. And so if you can send me the link or whatever, or I can try to find it, and I'll play it before the end of the show.
All right. It should still be in your DMs.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me check. DMs are a little bit...
Were you able to upload that to YouTube, or...
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I wasn't able to get to yours yet.
Right here. I can play it if you want me to.
Yeah. You can do, we'll do that. Is there anything else that you wanted to add before we play it?
That he's doing really good. Like Trez was saying in the beginning, he couldn't even hold a conversation. Actually, it was like that for about 3 days. He would just immediately fall asleep. By the fourth day when he went to the facility that he's at now, he was even having trouble, like, standing up for long periods of time. Like when we would talk to him, they would have to put him in a chair because he can't stand up long. Still having.
Yeah, I told those fuckers get him a chair. He's like, I gotta get
up.
I'm gonna fall down. Did they finally give him a fucking chair?
Yeah, they started letting him have a chair because he kept falling down and knocking the phone off the jack.
I was about to call him and bitch out the nurses.
Let's see. He's still having balance problems. His memory is slowly coming back. Like, sometimes I'll just, like, mention a story, and he'll be like, oh, I just remembered that, you know? But he's slowly coming back.
And he has an extreme painful erection there. Oh, wait, no.
It's all about the erection. With
dude,
that hot
I think I'm going to come out with a new fetish site.
ExtremeErections.com.
No, ExtremePainfulErections.com.
ExtremelyPainfulErections.com.
I actually already own that if you want to buy it, but...
Oh, you're planning on that? That's tough. Is this something you sent me? Was that the grand finale thingy?
Yes, it is.
All right, I'm working on it.
And did you see who you wanted it dedicated to?
Huh?
Did you see who you wanted it dedicated to?
Yes, serious. I did. And I will... Right, serious note. Yeah, once I get it up...
You just wanted to apologize, and you wanted to play the song as an apology to him and to tell him he loves him. And serious note, will you please stop calling the nurses and asking him just to hear Sinister's voice? He's been calling every day and just saying, Ted, just please hear his voice. And they're really...
They keep asking me who I am when I call because so many people are calling.
And it's serious mode and ultra egos, and he's like, just let me hear his voice.
Just want to hear him. Just one time. In band camp.
Can you send me a picture? I know his name. I doxed him.
All right, dude. I'm going to bring on another friend of Sin. He wanted to call in and chime in as well. He goes by Kukulan?
Kukulan.
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 Kukulan. I'm calling huge.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
Kukulan.
What's up, dude?
Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. What up, Trez? Hey, thanks for having me on, Vince.
Hey, that tiny chat orgy between me and you was awesome the other night.
All that nipple rubbing, I heard all about that.
Activist orgy all the way.
Yeah, man. If a girl...
Hey, and by the way, you told me I got first dibs at buying ExtremePainfulErections.com. How come you're offering it up for sale? Thought I had dibs.
I'll give it to you for free because you have the extreme painful erection all the time, you know.
But painful for everyone else. No, but on a serious note, I did have something I did want to chime in, and that's why I called in Vince. You know, everything has boundaries. I mean, and I just want to point that out because everybody thinks, you know, there's no boundaries to trolling. There's no boundaries to the internet, which, I mean, as an overall view, that's cool, but everything has a boundary at some point. I mean, everything, you know, things that we love have boundaries. You know, that's why moderation is key. Your mommy tells you that she loves you, and it's unconditional love no matter what. There's no boundaries. There's no conditions. I mean, even Serious Mode's mom tells him that she loves him unconditionally, but I guarantee you, if Mode goes and cuts off one of that fat skank's tits, she's going to have a condition. She's not really going to be showing him the love. Everything has a boundary. You know, I think he's kind of a cock smoker, but hey, if Serious Mode broke down and had a serious, just heartfelt, broke down moment, I'd quit fucking with him. If he became homeless and destitute tomorrow, I'd help him out with a meal or cash or a ride to a shelter or something. You know what I'm saying? I'd help him out. He's human. We all have our own opinions of things and people. We don't all agree. We don't all get along. But at the end of the day, we're all fucking human beings. We like to fuck with each other. It's natural. It's healthy. And it needs to happen. But like anything else that goes beyond moderation, it becomes a whole different beast, and it's no longer acceptable. I mean, just like another example, you know, Da Vinci was a great artist. he made great art. A lot of it was nude. A lot of it was religious. A lot of it had children, and it was incredible art. But if you add those parameters together, if he made a sculpture of a nude pope balls deep in an 8-year-old, all of a sudden it's no longer acceptable. It has no purpose in society. It's horrific. You know, it's all the same parameters, but fucking gone wrong. Trolling's the same thing. You know, we all troll each other. We all fuck with each other. But when you push somebody over the edge, when they become bullying, when you push them past what they can take, it's the same thing, man. It's brutal, and it has no point.
Vince, do you have the clapping sound effect you can throw in now? Because that was all.
I have the correct answer, and it includes clapping. So basically what you said was, it was correct.
I mean, I'm off the pedestal. I really am, but I just had to throw it out there. I mean, you know, enough said, I guess, but everything, no matter how much we love it, no matter how unfettered it is, has a boundary somewhere. And crossing, it's fucked.
I love you, Chooch.
I love you, Chooch.
Love you, Chooch.
I love your Chooches.
All that, you know.
Can I tell you
for sale, damn it?
Every time they say Chooch, I want to say Cooch.
I called him Cooch for a long time because I could not figure out Cucullin on.
Nobody knows
What's
how
your,
to pronounce Cucullin.
I can't say it right. I say Chuchalugs.
Cooch, what's your Twitter? Do you have a Twitter that handle?
I shut it down, bro. I shut it down.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? You're better off. You really are.
What it was is I was spending more time defending ideas and shit than I was actually going out and making a difference in the world. You know, fucking, I hooked up with the whole idea on a moral basis. Call me a moral fag. I give a shit. Fucking, you know, OPLE, Op Feed the Homeless. You know, we're going to rock the shit out of fucking Op July 4th. Fucking, that's what I signed up for. And when I'm spending more time online fucking defending shit from trolls and paying attention to what's being said about, you know, it's just time that was being taken away from the activism that I wanted to do. So fuck it. I can do without Twitter.
I love you, Cooch.
Dude, I wish I had the balls to walk away from Twitter.
Dude, and Cooch, man, he's the kind of guy that, like, you piss him off, he's going to show up, rip your arms off, and beat you to death of your mom, dude. He's a beastly motherfucker.
Hey, should
you
I
don't
send
want, you don't
Vince
come
a
on,
picture?
I'm a teddy bear, don't lie.
Teddy bear,
should I send him a picture?
I would not want to piss Cooch off.
I know, he's a big old dude, like, scary. But
even
I love it,
the,
he stopped
even
cuddly.
With the name Cooch. Like, dude, you just got your ass kicked by Cooch.
Oh, hey,
Vince.
Yeah.
Yo.
I'm here.
By
What's
the way,
up?
I just want to throw out there, you're going to read this dirty little story for Bethelina?
Yes,
if
I will.
If you really want to get her juices flowing, she's going to fucking hate me for this. If you really want to get her fucking Twitter faded, man, you throw in the term sugar baby as many times as you can in that story. I fucking challenge you to throw in the term sugar baby as many times as you can into this story. Dude, she won't quit fapping until she's wore a hole in that thing.
And tell her to flip over a speaker and sit on it like they did on Howard Stern.
She likes the word sugar baby?
It's an inside joke that I'm not at liberty to discuss. I'm probably already in trouble for throwing it out there, but I would think it's incredibly funny if you threw that term in there a bunch.
You're in so much trouble.
That Cooch knows everything. Listen to him.
Nah. You guys are bad. Zenobia, do you want to play your clip?
Oh,
all right.
Let me get it set up.
I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna hear your clip, and then I'm gonna play this song for Sinister. But first, play your clip first.
All right, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Basically, I talked to Sendine, and he left a message for everyone. So.
Hey guys, what's up? Minister Anon. I just want to thank everybody, you know, for all their well wishes. First of all, I didn't mean to call in here on everybody. I actually deleted my account before I took 150 milligrams of morphine and around 100 milligrams of benzodiazepines, tamiflam, Ativan, and Xanax. Yeah, I had 10% of my oxygen in my body. I was just about dead. I'm still recovering. Pretty bad. Pretty much, my body keeps, and itself keeps joking that I troll death. It's pretty true. You know, I hope I'm the same person, you know, that everybody came to know and love or hate. You know, you want to be a dick about it. But anyway, you know, it's all about everybody. Love everybody. It always has been. If I trolled you, it's just because you're hurting your heart too much. You need to, you know, open up and accept love just as much as you need to get love. And it's all I've been about for the past year. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that's, you know, opened their heart up to me. Because that's really what it's all about. It's not about fucking having cars and making $60,000 and act like, uh-oh. I just have a memory. I think I did. All right, anyway, yeah, just plain old time to turn on, you know, trying to do good things for the country and for everybody anonymous and everybody that's a supporter, you know, God bless Trayvon Martin, everybody else I've worked with and worked for the past year, and love all you guys and thank you for all your support.
All right, that's it.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, and now we're going to go into a song here. Before we do that, I want to let the folks who are in the queue know that I see you. Please be patient. Please be patient. I will get to your call. We are going to take a break here to listen to this track. And come back with more calls at 347-826-7667. Trez, do you want to set up this song clip and tell us who it's dedicated to?
Yes, Sinister wanted me to dedicate this to Serious Mode.
Do I know Serious Mode?
Serious Mode, the guy with the AVI, that's like a big black smiley face or something.
There's like glowing bad eyes from too much radiation.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
He's a forever alone.
Right on. Okay, here it is. And who's the track by?
I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. It doesn't matter. Here it is. We'll be right back.
I got two missed calls on my phone. Terrible from my mom. And out of work this Friday night. Netflix marathon. I fell in love with the girl next door. The next day she moved out. The spring break parties all around the world. But I'm stuck here in town. There's nothing wrong with me. But not needing company. I feel just fine when I'm on my own. So don't worry about my health. It's all by myself. Watch me be happy and forever alone. At a party with 100 people, I hung out with the food. Got a call about working at a brand new job, Burger King drive-thru. I went in for a hug goodbye. She gave me a high five. 1, 2, 3 tickets to a baseball game, but had to leave one behind. There's nothing wrong with me, but not needing company. I feel just fine when I'm on my own. So don't worry about my health, I can dance all by myself. Watch me be happy and forever alone. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
I got a nice flow. Not a lot of people cooking me cookies and tell me so. Man, I gotta keep it looking like I was not trying. If I said I was, then that mean that I was lying. Forever alone. Facebook stalking is duty. She told me in the truth is that she didn't think she knew me. No swag, my photos explain that. I was in all of the pics and I wasn't even a tag. Last text that I had was in January. Last call that I had was in February. But now that I think of it, it's alright. I'm fine hanging out with myself for all my nights. You think I'm a weirdo, but y'all dependent. I'm forever alone, but man, I'm independent.
There's nothing wrong with me, but not needing company. I feel just fine when I'm on my own. Don't worry about my health, I can dance all by myself. Watch me be happy and forever alone.
This is not a charade. We need total concentration.
Hit it!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 8 che è un segnale in gran posto.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
What up? It's Vince. I'm back for hour number two. We just wrapped up hour number one with my guests, Trez, Zenobia, and Coochie Mama, dude. I forgot your name already. But we have a ton of people that are on the line that want to join us here. So I'm going to bring back Trez, Cooch, and Zenobia. Welcome back, folks.
Hi.
Okay.
We
have a caller now who wants to call, who wants to, I think he might have a question for somebody. This is Thanatos. Thanatos.
Thanatos.
Thanatos, whatever. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Thanatos. Hey, baby.
How's it going?
Good. How are you, honey? Up so late.
Tell me about it. So when I saw him last, he was doing pretty good.
Hang on a second, guys. Hang on a second. Before we get started, I need to put somebody on timeout. 2 minutes. Hammurabi's code. Hammurabi's code. 2 minutes for insulting the host.
Ooh.
Dum, okay. Dum, dum.
Now, I don't want to. I can't. I don't have time to go over all the ground rules for the show. There are certain ground rules, and you'll learn the hard way. But I am a self-avowed fascist, and I run this show and my chat room as a benevolent dictator. This is a no free speech zone. Your free speech ends the moment you click into my show page or call into my show on the air. Just remember that. Also, the views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily reflective of the views and opinions of Vince in the Bay, Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio staff, sponsors, or supporters. They are the views and opinions of the individuals expressing them alone. Okay? I've been called an anti-Semite because I have a troll that calls in and calls himself the one angry Jew.
That might be serious mode. You never know.
No, trust me. I know who it is. It's not serious mode. But you guys are hyping up this serious mode, dude.
He's a douche. Well, serious mode told me I should have died in the fire. He told Sinister
There we go. Right there. That term should be outlawed.
He calls me a whore every time he talks to me.
Die in a fire. Okay, as of right now, new rule. Die in a fire has jumped the shark. It's old school. Come up with something new.
Smoke inhalation? No.
Right, fire is now forbidden. I have a couple more, too. Let me see if I can remember them. Oh, go eat a bag of dicks. Anything referencing a bag of dicks, no longer acceptable.
What about the O word? Wasn't that off too last time?
Totally off. He'll kick you off for that one.
For what?
The O word.
I think Sinister got a timeout last time.
Yeah, I've since revised that policy. It's now permitted.
That's when you said it.
I know. I said it. The new policy is if you say it, if you use it correctly, I'll allow it. Okay? But if you misuse it, then you're on timeout.
The L word is laws, right? No.
No. Nice try, Cheech. Is Santos still out there?
Yeah, I was going to say Santos. Did you want to chime in? Did you have a question? What's on your mind tonight?
Oh no, just wanted to let everybody know, and I do apologize about that, Vince, for before. I wanted to let everybody know. Last time I saw him, he was actually looking a lot better. I'm hoping that he gets better even more with each passing day.
Of course, he is referring to Sinister Adnan. He's actually been to visit him. So that's good. That's encouraging. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I've got a panel of folks who are here to talk about their pal, Sinister Adnan, who is recovering in the hospital. My thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. I can only imagine. I don't know if, you know, what the situation is with the family, but I'm
we
sure
are his family.
Yes, we are.
Right. So, you know, I wish everybody the best. You know, it's not a, to me, suicide is, that's serious. I mean, it's something you can joke about in general, I think, but, you know, joking about certain people and suicide is kind of fucked up. So I'm sure he's got haters out there that are tweeting shit about him, and whatever. It's to be.
Oh, I'm sure we're getting ready to hear from a bunch of them.
I'm sure.
You know what? Actually, you're right. We're going to start burning through some calls here, and I think some of those people are going to show up.
Oh, it's a given, brother.
I can handle the trolls, don't worry.
Okay. Once again, if you're just joining me, I have Trez, Cooch, Zenobia, and Santos. We're kicking it. We're talking about their pal, Sinister Anon, who's recovering in the hospital. Also, stick around later in the show. I will be reading a bedtime story to Becalina, and it will be hospital themed. So hopefully,
Trezzy gets an erection.
I'll put it into a porn sideshow for Sinisters for him to watch.
Right. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines, and we're going to start with Danny Dantalian. What's up, Danny?
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
Nothing much, dude. We've just been talking about Sinister and Non. What's your take on
Sinister?
Did you ever
Sinister, he's that guy that, didn't he just try to kill himself or something?
Yeah, last week.
Danny, you've been in the chat room the entire show. That's all we've been talking about.
I wasn't listening. I had my headphones off. I'm sorry. I didn't start listening until it was like literally just
headphones off. How did you know when I called you to come on the show?
Oh, I don't know. My bad. Anyway. But okay, yeah, so Sinister, right? Sinister, yeah. So why did he do it? What's the deal?
He was depressed. That's why most people kill themselves. You get depressed about things. It's a depression disorder. It's a mood disorder. You know, you feel like you have no way out. You have nowhere to go. You're depressed.
Why didn't
about
he just
something.
Do some drugs or something?
He did.
Oh, he did.
Are you here to just make fun of him, or do you have like a real question?
Yeah, actually, I am here.
That's why he's here. No, but literally, bro.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
He spent a lot of his time out trying to help others, trying to do humanitarian activism, and he got a lot of negativity back, and it overwhelmed him, bro.
Kill himself.
Dude, it's the same thing that's happening to KY Anonymous. Same thing, dude. That guy has an anxiety attack every week. I don't know how he has an anhero.
Look at Aaron Schwartz. Are you going to talk shit on Aaron Schwartz, too, for hanging himself?
Dude, Schwartz is such a pussy.
Are you kidding me? Danny already has.
Oh, my God, what a pussy. I can't stand these people. If they believe in themselves and what they're doing and what they're fighting for, then they'll be willing to go to prison for it like we've. And they won't be a pussy.
It's called a mood disorder.
It's called I didn't really believe in it, and I wasn't really wanting to pay the price for it, and believe in it that much, and I pushed out when the cops came.
It's a disorder.
No, it's called a pussy, and I pushed out, and I just.
Do you know much about mood disorders?
I know that you're.
Do you know much about medical?
Okay, hang on a second, Danny. We gotta get it straight. Who we're talking about exactly? We're talking about Sinister. I think Danny is talking about Aaron Schwartz, which is a completely different show.
Well, I just brought that up as an example of suicide.
Yeah, I don't think you can compare the two at all. Whatever. I mean, I don't know either case intimately enough to say that they should even be compared. But I also don't. You know, it's no. I think it's
the whole comparison was.
I also,
was
but
just,
as a side note, I totally agree with Danny on the weed thing. Like, just as a side note, I think it's a shame because I know how hard it is to deal with a really deep dark depression, and I can understand the urge to want to an hero, and you know what, he honestly, I think he wasn't mentally strong. He was mentally weak, and he is, and that's what's funny is he was such a brilliant talent and mind, yet he didn't have the cojones. He cowered. He, you know, I don't think he had a disorder. People say he was chronically depressed or something. He did one blog entry about being depressed, okay, out of
well,
a million blog entries. And,
I
you know,
can tell I, you personally then, since knowing him, that, you know, he was on a regimen. He was seeing a therapist. He had a long history of depression. What it boiled down to was he just was completely overwhelmed. He's an extremely strong person, and he got knocked down to that bottom level. And it actually took him about 3 days to even fully admit that he didn't want to be dead. When he woke up, he said, you know, I don't know whether to hate you or thank you for calling 911.
Yeah. And again, you're talking about.
Yeah, I got that call too.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah.
I was finishing up on Aaron Schwartz, but you guys,
yeah.
Thank you for taking us.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said that was another show.
But yeah, man, I hope this has been a revelatory experience for Sinister, and hopefully, you know, hey, people gave him shit for being kind of a douche, kind of an egocentric guy. And you know, maybe he's kicking back, thinking about how he was kind of a dickhead to some people. And
he's done a lot of apologies. He's had me. I mean, if anyone's listening to the show that I've DM'd, he's had me send quite a few apologies out.
Yeah, I honestly can only go off my interaction with him, and that was having him on the show that one time, and I didn't think he was such a bad guy. It just seemed to me that maybe, you know, people were jealous of his I don't know, status within this operation, the Amerisec thing.
I think it's just people like to troll and they have nothing better to do, and you know,
yeah,
that's why they do it.
Again, it's kind of like KY Anonymous. I think there's some similarities there.
Sinister is a guy who likes to put in a lot of work, who likes to stay very active within his ideals, and he drew a lot of attention. And when you draw attention, you draw the good and the bad and the ugly. And unfortunately, you know, the ugly got to him over time.
I have a question for Sinister, actually. Hopefully he hears this.
I'm going to play it for him, don't worry.
Once I think of that question, I'll ask it. But
okay.
Just remind me before the show is over. I have a couple questions.
Okay.
I'd rather take calls because we got a lot of people lined up. So I want to keep taking calls. We're gonna bring out Frank the Tank now. What's up, Frank the Tank?
What's going on, Vince?
Hi, Frank.
Hello. We're having a radio show. I got
hi, Trez, and whoever else is on.
Right.
So I'm going to start with giving a big ups to a couple people real quick. I want to give a big fuck you to Hammer Robbie. Say what's up to my nigga Danny. What's up to X. And I want to say what's up to the Black Messiah himself, Nigga Christ, who was very, very rudely called a pussy on the show and is deserving of an apology.
Danny Dantalian in the chat room says, shout out to Dikembe Mutombo. Plus one on that one. Plus one on that one. I love Dikembe Mutombo. He was awesome.
Well, first of all, Trez.
Yeah.
So, why
set up a WePay for this guy?
Excuse me?
I don't get that whole thing. Why set up a WePay?
Can you repeat that?
The WePay is capped at $790. It's for transportation to get him from the hospital to fly out to a spot where he's going to recuperate and recover and be in a safe environment.
I've never heard of Megabug.
He doesn't have... he just doesn't have the cash on him to get out there. You know, you take him down mentally unstable and throw him on a bus for a week to get out somewhere. I mean, it's just not a good situation. So it's not a big $50,000 WePay account like KY's. It's capped at $790. It's to get his plane ticket. It's to get him there as quick as possible from the hospital to a safe place where he can recover and get back on his feet.
Yes.
Okay. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Just Another 777. What's up, Just Another 777?
Hi, everyone.
Hey,
what's up,
Mother? You know I love you. And I know you're not happy.
So, question to the guy who said that trolls take it too far.
That's cool.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Okay, do you even know what trolling is? Trolling's not bullying,
no.
It's just pissing someone off.
I understand that, but pissing someone off and fucking pushing them over the brink of suicide, there's a line between trolling and bullying.
Okay, well,
trolling
at that point, it doesn't become trolling anymore.
Somebody and pissing them off for your own amusement, that's one thing. But I'm saying that trolls and a lot of people coming into the, you know, the social media thing and trying to troll, they just take it too far. And I think that there's a line that needs to be drawn, you know, for some people.
And
I mean, a lot of people
understand
that line, and then some don't, you know.
Let them talk.
And I get it, and there is a line. But when it crosses that line, it becomes bullying. It doesn't become trolling anymore.
Exactly.
Right, and
that's
the point I was making, is that it becomes a whole different thing that's no longer acceptable.
Okay, so at that point, it doesn't become trolling. So I'm saying.
Yes.
Right.
So you
right.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely
you're very correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Next question. Why are you asking money from other people? Because he tried to commit suicide?
No, babe. Let me explain this. Originally, it was supposed to be between us friends. It was supposed to be a place where we could put the money together to try to get him a ticket. Unfortunately, none of us are rich, and most of us can only come up with about $50 ourselves. Actually, take the balance of what's there, and there's going to be about another $150 that's going to be added to help. It's basically just a ticket. We just need to get him to a safe place. He's done a lot. He really has. I mean, people don't realize that. For me, he flew out to come see me when I was extremely depressed and just took me bowling and took me to a guitar store and played a song for me just to make me smile. He's done stuff like this for other people, and we're just trying to get him.
Shit, whenever I got out of the hospital, he took the money, the little money he had. He flew down to Missouri. He rented a hotel for me to stay in because I was staying under bridges and staying at the park. I stayed at the hotel he paid for. He bought me breakfast, lunch, dinner, put gas in my car, and that was the first time I ever met the guy. I have a lot of respect
for him. Those are great things, but that doesn't make him a good person.
Oh, well, actually,
he's a human being. He's a human being, like us all. What else can we do to help? You know, we're all trying to help humanity.
Hang on.
Go ahead.
He has
money to loan people. How come he can't pay his own bills? Has he just gave all his money away?
He's basically spent the majority of his money on ops, and then when it
and
comes
on
right
merchandise.
And right now,
okay,
he's
you know what?
In the hospital, he's not making money. He's not being able to pay his bills.
I don't have a question for Sinister, I don't think, but I do have a suggestion. Try, maybe he's already done this, try developing a hip-hop career.
me and Sinister are going to start a blog radio show, don't worry, with the gesture.
Totally. cross-platform. Do your own Blog Talk Radio show. Do the hip hop thing.
It's going to be.
I mean, there are other things you can do to make money on the internet.
You got to do a reality show. Come on.
Oh dear Lord, no.
We're also putting together some music here shortly.
But did that guy on the line who was talking? I think we kind of cut him off.
Just another.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Oh, just another.
Yeah, we've
been fucking around on Twitter all day, haven't we?
All I'm saying is that almost every op this guy did, plaster's name all over it. I mean, isn't the point of being anonymous to be anonymous? I mean, I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure.
I was talking to you on Twitter whenever you asked me the same question, and you said, you're anonymous, but you post your name, you post your picture. You know, I believe in anonymous ideals. You know, I believe that if the government is taking away our constitutional freedoms, we should fight them back. I agree with that. I agree that we should help people if we can. I believe in ELE. I believe in Op Pedal Owner. I believe in the anonymous ideals. That doesn't mean I'm going to walk around in a Guy Fawkes mask all the time and hide my identity because I'm afraid of something. Because I'm not afraid of something because I don't.
It's not a matter of being afraid. It's a matter of protecting yourself. It's a matter of not
being an illegal. I don't do anything illegal. I have no problem releasing
my
identity.
Maybe you should change that. You really think you're going to fight the government by building someone a house or by giving a homeless guy a blanket?
No, but I hope that homeless guy.
It may not fight the government, but it makes the world that much of a better place.
Everyone, slow down.
Do you know why I passed out the blankets to begin with? Because whenever I was in the hospital, I had this, like, revelation. I was all fucked up, and a nurse came in and put a warm blanket on me. And, like, I had this idea in my mind. I don't know if I was hallucinating or in a coma. I don't even know. But I said, whenever I get out of the hospital, I'm going to go give someone else a warm blanket. And I got out, and 2 weeks later, after being released from the hospital, I bought 5 blankets from Walmart. I walked around Silver City, New Mexico, and I handed them out to homeless people.
That's great. Can you imagine how much better it would be, not for one person, for everyone else, if we actually took down the government for a chance?
Well, that had nothing to do with it.
I mean, you're it's great and small, but.
So what exactly are you doing to take down the government, bro?
You're just going after the symptoms. That's like
so
giving medicine to a cough.
What are you doing with such a great solution?
Well, you focus on shit that matters. Shit that'll, like, help everyone and not just one person at a time.
You mean, like, handing out thousands of copies of the Constitution and, you know, encouraging them to stand up for their rights?
You know what? If every person could hand out one little thing, anything they could afford to somebody, everybody, that would change the world.
Yeah, and I agree. But not everyone's doing it, so you gotta, you know, come up with shit
that
does. You're bitching about the people that are doing it.
Somebody has to make the first.
You're not making any sense, dude.
Well, no,
why not? Someone's got to try. And I tried. And I helped 5 people.
And if you agree that if everybody did that would make the world a better place, then you've got to agree that us going out and doing it is a good start and not a waste of time.
But it's not enough.
It's not enough, but maybe it's the first step. You know, like whenever we started trying to get our freedom from Britain, did we just form an army overnight and just get our freedom? No. One person stood up and gather together. That's what we have to do. It's all about solidarity, and it doesn't happen overnight.
That's why it's OPLE, OP Everybody Love Everybody. It's going out and doing acts of kindness that change people's perception about each other. We need to stand up in unity and in solidarity and in you know, perfect love to accomplish great things. And to do that,
really,
you have to inspire that love within other
people.
You
really think Unity is possible? Like, you really think that?
I think that to a point.
Unity is possible? It's impossible. Look at Egypt right now. They
well,
united.
It is, but you're always going to have somebody else's opinion. And you always have to respect the other person's opinion. That's important.
True.
When things get bad enough, people band together for a common cause. The problem is in this country, not enough people realize that it's that bad yet. And so we just go out there and we inspire, love.
It's not a condition.
We inspire unity to where when people do recognize that it's that bad, they're already in a frame of mind to have that unity, to show that love, to go out and help their fellow man. You know what I mean? It's just an example. It's inspiration so that when they do decide to rise up, you know, when they do decide to band together, they've already got, you know, that goodwill in their heart because somebody inspired them. That's
how many homeless people did you feed, Cooch, on Feed the Homeless?
It was like 75. I said about 75
people
that day.
Food that day. 75 people got food.
Oh,
that day.
You know what? I missed
10 pizzas.
I didn't hear you correctly. I thought you said how much Cooch did you get that time? I was like,
he got 75,
wow.
Too.
Army motherfuckers.
Damn, dude, this dude's a player.
Hey, but another one, why don't you check out my YouTube channel? You know, we got shit on there. We got Operations That Stuns, you know, Sinister giving out the pizzas. He got 10 pizzas.
Tweet all that shit to me. Tweet me all that shit, and I'll retweet it.
I will. I'm not on my computer. I'm outside. I'm actually staying
whenever,
with my mom.
Whenever,
Mexico,
dude. Keep me in the loop. Keep me up to date.
All right. And I also upload my personal videos of, like, slideshows of my son and shit, and everybody's probably going to fucking attack me about that. Oh, the FBI is going to come after you now because you have kids. But, guys, I don't really care. Like, I don't do anything illegal. So just drop it with the tweets that the FBI is coming to beat down my door.
Bunch of us terrorists feeding homeless people and shit. Handing out constitutions. Oh, my God.
I know, I dealt with that all day.
You shit with me every day of, every day, just every day of the year. I have a pocket constitution. I also have a Spanish version.
I have a constitution in my pocket right now.
But hey, dudes, speaking of Spanish, we're going to bring on Senor Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi, what's going on?
In New Mexico, no hablas inglés.
No, Hammy,
are you there? You're on with Trez, Cooch, Zen, Santos.
Hola, amigo.
Hola, no habla señor.
Hammurabi's Code, go on.
Stay on the way, poquito.
You're unmuted.
Yes, I know.
Okay, what's going on?
Fuck. Thanks for putting me on 5 people ago. That was awesome. That's number one. Number two, mood disorders. Cry me a fucking river, this faggot. Oh, my God. He can't even kill himself properly.
Well, you know,
it's
he would have been,
for
you know,
attention.
I would have
called him. Hey, is it not me? Just ignore.
Yeah, Cooch.
Fun thoughts.
Yeah, Trez.
Yeah.
Let's just take pictures with our guns looking hard in Missouri.
I'm in New Mexico right now.
Beat hobos and live under bridges but hate trolls, like Consilience pointed out.
Yeah.
Gotta be fucking...
Well, just to get to the whole he couldn't kill himself right thing.
Hey, where do you live, bro? You live by New Mexico,
yeah,
by chance?
Man. I'm talking.
You can roll over here real fast.
Y'all gonna let me talk?
You can have a powwow with Indians, faggot.
Really?
There's no Indians in New Mexico. It's a bunch of Mexicans, but mainly
no, there's not.
White people. I'm here right now, you dumbass. I just took a census, and the majority is white people, and the next is Mexican.
Go to Farmington, New Mexico, you fucking faggot.
I'm in Silver City, New Mexico.
Fuck Silver City. You're a faggot, Trez.
No, my mom is, though.
Can I talk, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, basically the only thing I was going to put in on that was is he probably would have accomplished his goal, but I called 911 and so did Chooch, and he had no intentions of even getting on Twitter. He must have done that in his drugged state. He deleted his account. He didn't even know he turned it back on. So he had no intentions of getting help. I'm actually glad that that happened so that we could call 911.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, we got to take more calls, all right? There's
okay.
People, they're demanding to speak with you. Tons of people out. We now have with us Nigger Christ. Welcome, Nigger Christ.
Hey, what's Gucci?
How you, Nigger Christ?
Yeah, see, I know a couple shows ago I said I ain't rolling up back in here until Vince apologized for calling me a pussy and cut me off during a song, which has yet to happen. But still, tonight I felt like what I had to say is a little more important than that.
Well, let's hear it, babe.
Now, see, here's the thing. In my opinion, you know, if someone on the internet is pissing me off to the point that I want to take my own life, you know what I do? I get off the internet. You think that's just common knowledge, common sense, you know?
Yeah, step one, get off the internet. Step two, do stuff.
Go for a walk.
Go outside.
Walk.
All right, that's a good point. That's a great point, Nigger Christ. Thanks.
Also,
Oh, sorry, cut you off. What?
Yeah. Now, unmute me. Yeah. Hey, how do you do it again? How do you try?
He overdosed on medication.
Sleeping pills.
On what?
Opiates. Morphine and Xanax.
Xanax, Ativan.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
What a pussy.
Like 100 milligrams of each type deal.
150 milligrams of morphine. What was it? 60 milligrams of Ativan.
Yes,
Xanax.
You know what I call that? I call that a Tuesday night.
I call that his forever sleeping
party
costume.
At your house.
I call that a pussy attempt. Hey, shit, he was on that fucking live blog and his suicide attempt on Twitter. Who does that?
That was an accident.
Somebody heavily drugged.
It was an accident? How is that an accident? I mean, what, did he just type out, I'll kill myself on this?
Last thing he remembered was actually deactivating his account, and he didn't even know until yesterday when I told him that he live tweeted it, and he felt really bad about that.
Yeah, I should.
And by the way, Nigger Christ, I really love your music.
Thanks.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing when I'm allowed to finish a song. You know, that is a real amazing thing, isn't it, Vince?
Look, Nigger Christ, we were pressed for time. My producers were telling me we had to cut it. We had to cut it short. It was cut for time. I'm sorry.
You're trying to bullshit the Black Messiah.
Look, I have the utmost respect for the Black Jesus, but I have time constraints.
And apologize to the Black Messiah.
I apologize. It's nothing personal, Black Messiah. It's just I was doing it for time. Okay, yeah. And to make up, you know what? I'm going to make it up to you by pimping one of your tracks. And then we're going to come back with Spyco and a few other people, interesting people. And we'll bring back Danny and Justin Nuther and Frank the Tank for a grand finale here. But first we're going to hear some, wow, such a selection. You have such a great archive, Nigger Christ. It's amazing.
Jesus Christ, man.
Christ, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, nigga.
No, really. You've already put together a great body of work as it is, I feel like we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, you know what I'm getting at? I got that discography to make Frank Zappa look like a one-hit wonder.
I have no idea what that means, but here's one of my favorite tracks by Nigger Christ. It's called Suck a Bitch.
He calls skinny small blind cripple crazy 1880.
Bitches call me pussy nigga, cause I am a pussy beater. Other bitches call me cousin, now I am a pussy eater, while the niggas wonder when the hits are ever gonna stop. But they never wear Malik Shabazz gang till the day I drop. Thug ass nigga walk the streets like I don't give a fuck. All the ratchet bitches go $10, get your dick stuff. I don't need the herpes, so I pill and skank the fucking beat. I made my own place, so all that's really left to fucking eat. I don't want this world alone, bitch, I got my own damn crew. Malik Shabazz gang, nigga, you know how the fuck we do. Wanna get fucked up, bitch? Go on and fuck yourself. Your ass don't roll with me, so don't ever affect my health. Pussy niggas every day, lining up to get hit. Everybody knows that these bitches, they ain't worth shit. Fuck a bitch. Fuck a bitch. Last night I fucked your bitch and she sucked my dick. I made her swallow all that jism, swallow it queer. Fuck a bitch. Nigga think he got swag? Bitch, I got seasoning. Fuck your tears just cause you can't handle my reasoning. You turned the rap game is over. Now I'm the dungeon master. I'm the bastard just cause the world is moving even faster. Everybody else agrees it's bullshit that's gotta go. Fuck you all too easy. Get your epileptic ass on out the door. Rap game down to sickness. Now the plague doctor's here. Everybody's too disturbed to fear or even live in here. Somebody's gotta do it, man. Someone's gotta fix this shit. Something I've been looking forward to for a while now, I must admit. Shit's been overdone, now this bullshit is burning. We gotta put the fire out and let the world keep turning. We gotta take the world back, man. Gotta let everybody know the kind of creating thing is now more so than ever before. Fuck a bitch. Fuck a bitch. I fucked your bitch last night and she sucked my dick. I made her swallow all that shit, so swallow it quick. Fuck a bitch. Fuck a bitch. Yeah, you heard this shit. It's just the beginning, man. They fuck with nigga Christ, you ain't fucking with shit. The best rapper alive, goddammit. Fuck Weezy. Fuck Jay-Z. Fuck all these big name rapping ass niggas. Like a 40-year-old man with $1 million. They don't know the game. They don't know shit. They don't fuck themselves. Nigga Christ at the top. Malik Shabazz gang. I'm out, nigga. Peace.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What's up, bitches and bitchettes? VITB back up in this for 20 more minutes. I'm really thankful to have a great panel tonight of Trez. Thank you, Trez, for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
Trez, are you there? Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Hello? Test.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it was great being on the show again.
Yeah. Stick around, dude. I'm going to be reading some porn.
I'll probably get off the phone. I'll just probably listen.
You're going
to
get off on the phone?
Well, I don't know. Or you're going to be reading. Do you want my input on the phone?
No, it's okay. No, you can just mute yourself, dude.
Well, I was just going to plug my headphones into the computer and listen to it, like, unless you want to hear about my painful erection.
Well, no, the climax of this show is a bedtime story for Becalina.
Okay. Yeah, and you're going to be reading it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not going
to
be really
you're
gonna
peace
to
out.
Be talking.
You're
going to
peace out. I get it. You're going to peace out. Okay, right. No worries.
But I'll be listening.
Okay, cool.
All right, have a good one, Ben. Thanks for having me on, man.
All right, no worries. Thanks, Trez. Appreciate the
all
call.
Right, bye, Zenobia, if you're still there.
Hey, Trez, are you still there? Trez. Oh, he's gone. Well, I guess that was more or less his final thoughts. Before we get to other people, the rest of the folks on the line.
I don't know about our thoughts.
What?
It's his final overall thoughts. Maybe he's going to go jump off the bridge, too.
Oh, come on, dude. That's not funny. Okay. We got a lot of I'm gonna get to a lot everybody on the board here real quick before I read this this piece. It's called A Medical Necessity. Some erotica. I mean it's a bedtime story. It's a narrative. It's in honor of Becalina, who has been complaining that she doesn't get a bedtime story. So, all right, we're going to get to that in a second. But first, let's go around the horn and give final thoughts. Hammurabi's Code, final thoughts.
Oh, couldn't fucking wait, Vince. This is real great. I'm so glad you had me on for 45, 50 seconds. It was just so great to hear from Trez. I've been missing him. And I'm really glad you apologized to the Black Messiah. I'm not real happy about you trying to bullshit the Black Messiah, but I am glad you put him on. Number one, Agent 47, why don't you ever fucking call in? Number two, Sinister Non, still a fucking faggot, especially now that he tried to kill himself like a little bitch and
for
failed.
For each hacker,
at it.
I want to just skeet. Down your fucking throats, you little fucking faggots.
That. See? Why can't he call in and say shit like that? That would be much appreciated. If 47 would hop on the phone and call me a faggot, that would be fantastic. On top of that, attention, Horace. You're really just blowing it right now on Twitter. Got to get those pictures of your giant tits all up in your face, post them to Twitter, act outraged when I comment on them. Haven't seen that in like 2 days. So, Vince, way to hold it down, man. Great show. Top notch. It's like I'm putting it at a 9 out of 10. This was really great.
Wait till you hear the end, dude.
Oh, God, I'm just going to whip my dick out and start beating right now. Is that all right?
Dude, I am. I'm already touching myself.
That's weak. You got to get in there with that machine gun grip.
Okay.
Did you go for accurate?
All right, okay. Thanks for your final thoughts, Sammy. Where'd Spyko go? Spyko, are you there? Spyko, are you there?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Hey, Spyko, could you turn down your music?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Vince?
Oh, nothing. We're just wrapping up final
Base
thoughts
God.
On the show. What?
Base God. Sorry, I was chimping out. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Doing my podcast, and we're wrapping things up.
Great
with final...
God, bitch.
Shadow, why the fuck? All right. So you're doing your podcast, and what happened? Someone trying to kill themselves or something? I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. But thank God it's almost over. What's your final? Do you have anything you'd like to add before we wrap it up? We're taking final thoughts, and then I'm going to read some erotica.
Oh fuck you,
Tucker!
God damn it, Shadow! He's just popping in and leaving. It's ridiculous. It's fucking retarded.
Okay. Thanks for coming out, Spyko. Shadow is on the board, so let's go to Shadow. Shadow DXS, what up?
What the fuck's up, dude?
Oh, man, I just got a shit ton of people on my chat board and on my soundboard. Tonight we had Zenobia and Trez on to talk about Sinister and Non, who's recovering from his attempted suicide.
Wait, hold up. Telling me a member of Anonymous, Mr. fucking Legion himself, Anon, Sinister, whatever the fuck his name is, tried to fucking kill himself? What are you doing, trying to drink bleach?
No, he took a cocktail of just like morphine and rubbing alcohol and Everclear and heroin and LSD.
Ain't no bad assault? This motherfucker's a pussy.
LSD. I think he was on meth. It was just a horrid cocktail of insanity.
Tell you what, you describing that cocktail, man. Sounded to me like he was trying to get high as fuck. Ain't nobody trying to kill himself, man.
No, he was actually really depressed, and he tried to kill himself, dude.
Well, he's more than welcome to come take his ass at Daytona Beach Shores. I have some anger issues that I would love to help explain to him. So if he's still looking for death, I'm bored.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Shadow, as always. There's a caller here that I don't know if I screened. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, who's that?
Hey. Just wanted to say, just because Sin killed himself, or I'm sorry, tried to kill himself, doesn't make him some special exception. Everyone gets there. Everyone's gone through it. If you're an idiot, you try it. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
All right. Appreciate the call. Let's see. Danny Dantalian, final thoughts.
Wow, 150 milligrams morphine. Such kill. Such overdose. Wow, so much drug. Wow, such kill. Such Valium. Wow, such edgy. Such Anonymous. Wow. That's it. Wow. 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 Holy shit, am I still on there? Wow. Wow. Wow, such on air. Such on air, wow. Wow. This is great, wow. I was done with my final thoughts like a while ago, wow. But anyway, yeah. Sinister is pretty gay. Because, I mean, like, 150 milligrams, that doesn't even kill a hamster. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty gnarly, bro. Appreciate the call, as always, Danny. Frank the Tank, final thoughts.
Yeah, I appreciate you apologizing to my man, Nigger Christ, over there. And send a strain on, if you're going to try suicide, at least do it right. And Trezzy, you should have died in that bacon incident. And that's it. Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. Appreciate the call, Frank. Cooch, your final thoughts tonight.
You know, we didn't expect anybody to fucking unite about it tonight. It was actually pretty mellow. I thought they'd have more for us. But, you know, the moral of the story remains the same. You know, he took more than enough to kill himself. It wasn't just morphine. It was the whole cocktail. And, you know, he was intent. He was serious. You know, it was those of us who cared enough to send the antiques to his house or stopped his life. It wasn't that he failed in his attempt, but whatever. The moral of the story is, ELE works. We're still pushing it. Off everybody, love everybody. You know, show some love to your fellow man. It's easier to talk shit than to be a dick, and it's a lot of fun. I used to do that, too, when I was 13 fucking years old. So, I mean, you know, grow up and actually try and make the world around you a better place. You know, feed somebody who ain't got food. I can show somebody leveling, got shit around them. And, you know, you got one ticket, one ride, fucking enjoy it. You have a good night, Vince.
That's what's up. Thanks, Cooch. Zenobia, any final thoughts?
Just thanks for having me on the show. And, you know, everybody can pick fun, but in the end, suicide is not really something that's funny. And I'd help anybody that was in that situation. But I'm grateful he's still here, even if a lot of people aren't. But I'm grateful, and I'm grateful that there are people out there that actually care. And I love all my followers, and they're pretty badass.
That's what's up. Thank you, Zenobia. Let's see. And we also have Jane. Jane, final thoughts before we go into overtime.
Oh, for me? Okay. Committing suicide is, like, no fucking joke. Like, people really do have disorders. Like, I get that. But the other shit that surrounds it is unnecessary. Like, the meds that they were listing tonight changed a few times. First, they said he, like, overdosed on benzos, and then they listed meds that weren't benzos. So, I'm not saying it didn't happen, because obviously it happened, but just be a little less ridiculous about it. Like, if you are going to get bullied on the internet, you need to get off the fucking internet. Like, people who are trolling don't know how much you can handle. They don't know how weak or strong you are. So you can't say, oh, this person's bullying me, when they have really no intent to actually fucking hurt you, and you just can't handle a troll. So you can't say that trolls take it too far. Like, if someone is actually taking it too far with you, you need to fucking get off the internet. That's it. Sorry, does that make sense? I'm trying to make sense.
That's what's up. No, that was perfect.
Well, like, no one knows anybody else's strengths or weaknesses. Like,
yeah,
you only
yeah.
know your
it's
own,
te-
so if you can't handle it, get out.
And that is actually the ultimate challenge of a troll, is being able to play at the very edge of that line without crossing over.
Yeah, it is. Like, I don't know. I don't think, like, the doxing shit that's happening, just because you have beef with somebody, is okay. Like, that's not okay. I don't think, like, harassing somebody on a daily basis is really, I don't know, doesn't really make that much sense. Like, why do you invest that much of your personal time into it? Like, if you want to pick on somebody and harass somebody, fine. Like, everybody does that. Like, it's just fun. But if you want to invest, like, several hours of your day into just picking on one person, then you have your own issues that you need to fucking work through. If you're just projecting at that point.
That's what's up.
So just stop and start tweeting pictures of rotten cunts like I do.
With eyeballs in them. That fucking, your shit's disgusting.
I got that from Becca. Becca gave me that one.
You women are disgusting.
Hey, rotten vaginas are awesome.
You know what? I'm going to unfollow all of you gals and just make a list. And then I'll just be
no,
like,
you're
if,
not.
If I want to find out what these cunt whores are up to, I'll just go check my list.
You're not unfollowing shit. I spent so much time today looking up, like, erotica stories for you. Like,
you actually get credit for the story I'm going to read.
Well, and I can't vouch for, like, how awesome it is because I didn't actually read the entire thing.
I can't either.
You wanted short and you wanted nurse, and that was what I got.
This is good. This is good. It's short compared to all the other shit I saw.
You want a really good erotica story, there has to be, like, an actual story that gets you emotionally invested.
Oh, yeah, there is. Well, here's the thing. Check this out. By the way, folks, in order to hear me recite this erotica, the only way you can hear it right now is if you call into the show. You got 2 minutes to go? 2 minutes to call 347-826-7667. That's the only way you're going to have to, you'll be able to hear this. Of course, once the show is over, you'll hear it in the archive. But if you're listening live and want to keep listening live, the broadcast is going to go off the air in about a minute and a half. And then we're going to go into overtime where I'm going to recite this piece of erotica. Now there's some parts where women have lines. I don't know if I feel comfortable reading them. Do you mind maybe playing the role of the nurse or whatever?
I have to fucking find the one that you're reading now.
What?
I don't remember, but can I say that I just love My Fed Ninja? I love him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, the one I did was a medical necessity.
Oh, let me try to find it.
It's one of the ones you sent me.
Well, I know it is, but then, like, my Twitter crashed and I lost my DM, so I'll look for it. I'm looking. It's fine.
Whatever. I can send you a copy or find the link. But, what? And of course, this reciting is dedicated to the furious fapper, Becca-lina, 32, or 21, or does she doesn't have a number thing? I don't know. Some of these people have numbers.
Becca-lina 13.
Yeah, whatever. It's what it is.
Whatever. It's Becca. Is she on the air or is she on the phone?
I hope she's on the phone. Yeah, Becca-lina, if you want to chime in, you can just press 1. Anybody who wants to chime in can press 1. But when I read the thing, I'm probably going to just put people on mute. Nigger Christ, did you get final thoughts?
Nah, I got something. First off, for that person that was just on, I'd like to point out that, one, there's a difference between trolling and bullying. You know, trolling generally seems to come kind of innocent stuff. You know, bullying, you're setting straight to piss people off, to hurt them, make them want to kill themselves. Second off, I got to say, fuck Anonymous. Third off, shout out to my niggas out there in the Russell League, and shout out to Nigga Christ, the hardest rapper alive. You don't spit fire every day of his life. Spit fire hotter than Mount Vesuvius, nigga.
That's what's up. Hey, I'm Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Good times, everybody. Okay, we are in overtime. We are now no longer broadcasting. I'm looking through this thing. Jane, did you find a medical necessity, the copy for it?
No, I have way too many tabs open of porn.
Okay, close some of those tabs.
Oh, wait, no, I found it. I found it. I found it. Medical necessity?
Yeah. I think there's some parts, right? Yeah, well, I think, let's see.
Most of it's narrative, it looks like.
Yeah, most of it's narrative, but there's like again. She said softly, changing the placement of the stethoscope.
Yep, I see that. Oh, okay, you need to start at the beginning. I can follow along and read.
Keep going. Yeah.
I can just read.
Now, mommy, she said across to me to my wife. Oh wait, there's multiple females in this.
I don't remember. I told you. I just found a short nurse form for you.
My wife was tallying in her mind. We haven't been able to have intercourse since week 28. Oh, so I'm skimming over this really quick. This looks like kind of.
I think you picked the wrong one.
Really? Which one do you think's better?
Well, I told you.
Oh, really? Okay. I'm open to alternatives, but I think this one might.
This is the one that I told you not to pick because there's like a pregnant chick with like boobs.
Yeah, I don't know if I.
That was why I told you not to pick this one. It's not as sexy at all.
Dude, people are disgusting, man. People are unreal.
Trying to find one for you.
All right, find the best one. I don't know.
Are you fucking kidding? Okay. I'll do this work all over again.
Okay, what's this one? You give me at the foot of the stairs. That looks really long.
That wasn't a nurse one. Look at the last, like, three.
This
the
is
last
terrible.
Three were nurse ones, and there was the first one was the one that you just
nurse
heard.
Nurse story read one. A medical necessity.
Then,
that's the one I wanted.
But that was the one with the pregnant chick, wasn't it? And
yeah.
Then there was one
fucking quickie?
With,
fucking quickie? A foot of the stairs?
That was a quickie. That wasn't a nurse, though. There was one where it was just like a Halloween costume nurse. I think that was number two. And then number three looked decent, but I told you to skip the cancer part.
It's a cancer part?
Well, the guy has cancer, but he's fucking a nurse. So it's all good.
Oh, good for him. He's getting it, busting a nut as he's going out. He's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, just skip
Gamer the goddess? That's not that.
That's what I said. No, I told you that one was like supposed to be like the funny one, because they actually like define in there like all like the tits are get the fuck out and like the language, because it's like a gamer chick like who plays Diablo and then
Cherry
up.
Bomb. I used to have a caller that called into my show that went by Cherry Bomb. Is that a popular character?
I have no idea.
Who knows?
It's a very popular
long,
series on the website.
This looks long. It's three pages, and the pages are long.
That's why I told you to look at the last three, because those are the nurse ones, and you need to read the last one, I think. Like, if you don't listen, I can't help you.
The last one is the nurse.
Yeah.
That's the one you think I should read?
Well, I don't know, probably, but now I need to find the fucking link again.
Okay, that makes sense. The nurse. It looks like, I mean, it doesn't look. I have
one page.
No idea. Yeah, it's one page. That's fine. All right. Okay, I'll do that.
You want it short?
Yeah. And it's nurse, and he's got a hot nurse.
And it seemed like it was written from the male perspective, so I thought that you could handle it on your own.
Yeah, that's, perfect. So there's not even any female parts. It's just all.
I don't know. I was skimming.
Okay, let me see if I can change blah, blah, blah. This is terrible radio, by the way.
If you can't
it's going to get better, I promise.
Perspective in your brain, then you have a problem. Okay, the nurse would have qualified Fanny Bancroft. I got it.
I'm flipping through the dumbass magazines in the doctor's office.
Yes, I have it.
Hoping to find something to read that isn't the complete epitome of dumbassery. Okay, first of all, this person gets a one demerit or whatever for using dumbass and dumbassery in the same sentence. That's so... Never use the same word twice in a sentence. That's like faux pas number one of English writing.
It's porn. Calm your tits. It's fine.
All right. It's like, dude, just put a lot of ass in. Just like that.
You didn't give me enough time to find quality writing that was short.
Okay. All right, fine. I'll just go with it. I'll go with it. All right. it occurs to me the word patient is all about waiting room experience, because I've been sitting here in this vinyl chair for over an hour with nothing to read, and patient sort of sums up what they are hoping I will be, but I'm not sure how much longer I can keep it up. So I've started eavesdropping on the conversations of the other patients waiting their turn, and what I find out is that these people's lives, at least today, at least what they are willing to say in public, where people like me are hanging on every word, you know, their every word, pretty much the epitome of boring, right? It's pretty much the epitome. It's complete boredom. Kind of like my radio show. Her car needs an oil change, if you know what I mean. His mother needs her lawn mowed, so to speak. And me, my bra is digging into my wrist. Wait, this is from a female perspective.
No,
my bra... And me, my bra digging into my ribs, so I need to go shopping. Fascinating stuff. This is from the female perspective. I can't read this.
No, it's not.
Dude,
I've
got cancer. There, and guess what? That sucks, of course, but I'm doing all right. At least I can function pretty well, still go work, drive, blah, blah, blah. Is this a lesbian story?
Well, actually, it might be shit.
All right, well, fuck it. This is the story. The nurse. Okay, so this, where were we? Dude's in the doctor's office, right? He's waiting to go into the doctor's office. A nurse comes in and says, and she smiles and she says, I need to take your vitals. Do you see where that part is? I need to take your vitals.
I was scrolling.
Yeah, well, stop scrolling. Are you, like, scrolling my chat with shit?
No, I'm scrolling the fucking story.
Oh, yeah.
You're out so much.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm at the part where another nurse comes in and, in quotes, it says, I need to take your vitals, she says, smiling at me. Did you find that part? That's where we're at.
I'm looking, just keep talking.
Okay. What I noticed right off is how she's got this good way about her. I feel myself calming down just by being in her presence. She takes my hand and puts her fingers on the inside of my wrist and looks away, counting. Then she does the rest of her stuff, the thermometer, the blood pressure cuff, stuff she must get sick of doing 10,000 times a day. I am watching her face. It is an exceptionally good face. Her eyebrows especially are totally gorgeous. Totally gorgeous. Like so, so gorgeous. Not too fussed over, but the shape of them sort of makes you think she must be witty and a good dancer. Just from her eyebrows? I can totally tell from the eyebrows that this chick is witty and a great dancer. Who the fuck writes this crap? I apologize.
That's why I said I wanted to write my own.
We're really trying tonight, Becalina. We're going to get through this. Don't worry.
It does look like it's lesbian, though. Hopefully the doctor joins in.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to interpret it for... I'm going to read until it says, like... and then she starts licking my vagina. That would be kind of weird. I could be a hermaphrodite. But, you know, I'll read it from the hermaphrodite perspective.
You want me to send you the picture?
No. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Where are we at? Okay. She starts talking to me. Not like a nurse who asks the same questions every day, but just like another person, a person who is actually interested in the answers. She cocks her head a little when she listens to me talk. She gets me going on about my job, and while I talk, she's taking my arm and started stroking it, moving her hand from my waist up to my elbow and back, and then up to my shoulder. I try to be polite and ask her some things, but she gets the conversation back to me pretty quickly. She's deft about that because I hardly notice it happening. What? I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what deft means?
Yeah, deft, yeah, she's crafty, she's good, she's on top of it.
Yeah.
Who uses that word, deft?
Smart people.
Fucking dorks. Nerd porn writer.
What I do notice, continue.
All right, she's deft. See, when I first read that, I thought it was like, she deaf was all about it.
Oh, no.
She was totes noticing it happening.
You're failing at porn, next paragraph.
What I do notice is that she moves around to the side of me so she can reach up and start massaging my shoulders. I make a few gasps. Because, like, her touch is showing me how tense I was. And I didn't even realize it. Shocking. Unbelievable finding. The thing about my cancer is it's not... Now the nurse is taking her hands and smoothing down my arms, starting right at my neck. Moving over my shoulders and down to my hands. She's pressing hard. It feels like she's ironing the stress right out of my molecules. I start talking deeper, calmer breaths. I start to feel like a person who is not sick, or at least not very. When she's done with my arms, she walks around in front of me. You know how nurses are. They are handling bodies all day long. Wow. Great work if you can find it. And they're not funny about touching. She lifts up the edge of the smock and puts her hands on my hips, kneading them. I gasp. Wow. Is this a fag? Come on.
No, I think it's a woman, but just continue. We can make it a man. We can make it a man.
The man. No, this is, yeah, we've rewritten it. Great, same story, rewritten it for a man. The man,
yeah, so just deal with it and do it as you read it.
Hey, you know what? They did Jesus Christ Superstar where it was like the Dixie Chicks were Jesus Christ.
You're supposed to be reading porn, not talking about that kind of shit.
Okay, where were we? What paragraph? She's done with my arms. You know how nurses are handling blah, blah, blah. Kneading my hips.
I gasp.
It's like she's found the epicenter of my tension, my fear. As she's going to root it right out of there. Her face is right up in front of mine now. I look into her eyes and she looks back. What I see that thrills me, she doesn't pity me. Well, that's not the thrilling part, actually. The thrilling part is that I see she likes touching me, like really likes it. So into touching me. She's just all about touching. I'm wondering, if I try to touch her back, will she leave the room? Because her leaving the room is the very last thing I want to happen right now. I keep looking into her eyes. I see a lash that's fallen onto the top of her cheek and reach up to brush it away. Make a wish, I say. Knowing it's the most cornball thing ever. And giving her an ironic smile because I'm a fucking hipster douchebag from Williamsburg. I'm getting into this character. I'm starting to flesh it out. This, by the way, this is a cold read, folks. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too. I didn't read it.
She closes her eyes for a moment, but her hands do not stop. Her hands slide off her hips and move to my side, to my ribs, then back down again. It's like her hands are trailing warmth and goodness wherever they go. And I've got them all for me once, everywhere.
Okay, I made a wish.
She says, opening her eyes again and looking at me, then down, then at me. She looks all over my face, up at my forehead, and then at my mouth. She's like memorizing the details, like a fucking stalker sociopath. I think she might be a fed. I'm praying for her hands to start moving again, though. And they do. She moves them over my belly, heating my skin as she goes. And I can't help it. I take my own hands and put them on her shoulders. I was worried about a flinch, but she does not flinch. She leans her head towards mine and puts her forehead on mine. She basically headbutts me. Leaning against me, we aren't looking into each other's eyes, but it's the more of a position of intimacy of coming together. That's fucking gay. She brings her hands up under my smock. She's
You're
moving.
Going to do some editing in this paragraph, by the way.
All right. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you need to change it.
Okay. No worries. She's moving quickly now. It's as though she doesn't have enough time to cover all the skin that she wants to cover. But, how I want her to. What is her name? What am I, a retard? Can I get her fucking badge? It's a nurse. She's got to have a name tag. Who fucking writes this crap?
Just call her Jane.
I apologize. I apologize. Again, Becalina, this is a work in progress. We are...
Becca, this was a terrible fail.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I thought it was written from a man's perspective.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I was going to go with a different story, but you know, you insisted, the nurse. It's okay. We can edit it for, we're going to edit it for Vince and the Bay to play the character, right? It's not the first time I've played a lesbian, okay?
Well, just turn everything into man. Just do it.
Or just boobs. I'll just, instead of breasts, I'll say moobs.
Or balls.
Balls, yeah.
It's not that hard. Just do it.
I can't read any of this now. You know what?
My cock and gives it a slow stroke.
Where is that?
I edited it for you.
Oh. What is her name? I can't help it. I gasp again. This time it's a gasp of thank you. A gasp of more, please. A gasp of gratitude for this unexpected, monumental pleasure. I have to hold on to her shoulders before I keep from falling over. I feel her hands on me. It's so beautifully unsettling, so wondrous.
Skip the next paragraph.
Okay, so this nurse, with her touching me and looking at me and leaning her forehead against mine, I'm not feeling cut off, nothing at all. Not from her and not from my body. I wiggle myself forward a little bit, and she responds to that by stepping right in between my open legs. Just that feeling, her standing there, solid between my thighs, it brings me back into the world.
Edit.
Blah, blah, blah,
she's
blah.
Got a hand wrapped around.
She's got a hand. Okay, she's got a hand on my cock, and she's rubbing it slowly, squeezing my hard, erect penis between her fingers like it's almost an accident. But listen. We're too. Hey, shut up. I can do this, alright? Alright. But listen, we're two people who have been around the block, if you know what I'm saying. And we know exactly what we're doing now. We have sailed right on past that line of what nurses do with patients. And we are in a world of fun and happy feelings now. This nurse and me. I take my hand and pull it along her side, her face. And then I take her chin and angle it just so I lean in and touch my lips to her lips. I suck on her bottom lip a little, which makes her inhale quickly. Which makes a little spurt fly out of me down below. Pre-cum, dudes. she's got her hands holding my cock now, still squeezing a little. Like she feels like blah, blah, blah. I noticed she's rocking a little bit in between my legs. She moved up closer to where we're almost touching penis to vajayjay. And then she wraps her legs around me. It's like she knows where to go and what to do. Like some kind of sorceress. She perhaps could even be an alien being. In fact, I think she is. She reminds me of Diana from that old TV show, The V. Anyway, the reptilian woman trails a line of kisses down my collarbone, sending a shower of sparks as she goes. She brushes my hair back from my neck, making me tingle. She leans in to kiss me, and we let ourselves go all the way down in that kiss, sinking down through all the layers of wanting. My legs trembling. Her legs trembling as she has me in a fucking vice grip. After the kiss, she lifts my schmock up and bends her head down to my cock, going from one end to the other, licking my balls, sucking them until I'm raising my ass off the table with how good she feels. Is making me feel. If I go to lift her top, but she whispers in my ear that there isn't time. Just a look, I say, just a kiss. So she smiles at me and lifts up the top of her scrubs and lets me see her. I quickly push her bra up over her breasts, which are just barely bigger than a handful. The nipples are dark and hard. Okay, can we change that too? I quickly push up her bra over her breast, which are three handfuls.
It's huge.
Yeah, three handfuls, and the nipples are dark and hard. I reach with my mouth, wanting to taste her, but she says again, "There's no time." And as she says it, she is gently pushing me back on the table with one hand, and with the other side, she's stroking the inside of my thigh, so it will feel like it's melting. So it feels like it's melting under her hand. And turning the consistency of hot wax? What?
From the vent. Well.
Okay, never mind. Moving on. Okay, here we go. Continue. Jane, it's your line.
Oh, I'm sorry for hurrying.
She says and steps back from me, out of the grasp of my cock. At first, I'm totally dispirited, thinking she is done with me, but she's not leaving. What she's doing is kissing the inside of my thighs and stroking my cock. And then she goes right on and puts her mouth right on my cock. She started me gasping right at the beginning, and I'm still gasping. But oh, the feel of her warm mouth on me like that. It's like she's breathing pleasure and life right back into me. It's like we're in some kind of fairy tale, and she's the good witch, freeing an imprisoned person, making her happy for the first time in 1,000 years. Okay.
It's dramatic.
All right. The nurse is really good with her tongue. She gave me slow strokes with the flat of her tongue. And she gives me flickerings that flick faster than her hummingbird wings. And that brings me closer and closer, yet more pre-cum. My body tensing up now. My hips pushing back, rocking into her tongue and her warmth. She moans then, and I let myself fall right off the fucking cliff. I'm coming harder than I have ever before, spinning off into the universe somewhere, my body melting right into this deep well of bliss. I lie still then. I'm not sure what happens next. The nurse strokes my hair out of my face, and she keeps her hand on me as the throbbing begins to ebb. Yeah, I guess that's my cock throbbing. One thing being sick has taught me, and that's to be grateful the moment you're in, no matter what. I take that to heart. I really do. And I'm grateful for the nurse, grateful for her tongue and her spirit and those magnificent eyebrows. Dude, what's up with this guy's got like an eyebrow fetish?
I have no idea. I didn't read it.
Well, we're almost done. We have a closing hug, and the kind of hug that replaces words just fine. Then the doctor gives a short knock and strides in. No surprise, I give him the biggest smile he's ever gotten from me. The nurse gives me a special sort of look and leaves the room. I'm just sitting there with on a paper-covered table, a little damper than when I got there. And a little happier, too. Oh, yeah. I am positively awash in endorphins. The best patient ever. The end. Finito. Basta. Is anybody even listening anymore?
That was fucking terrible. I'm so sorry, Becca.
Wow, dude. There's actually 4 people that listened to that whole thing. That's crazy. Hey, Spyco, what'd you think of that?
Really honest, man. You should take boner pills so that you get jacked off and just blast one instead of blasting your throat.
Spyco.
Yeah, dude. I mean, honestly, I can see why you're depressed. If I had a bird chest like that, I'd probably kill myself.
What are you talking about? Spyco.
Oh, yeah, nigga, what's up?
What's up, Spyco? What's happening in the tiny chat? Spyco, hello?
Hey, Dad. He died. A whole bunch of Anons are up in tiny chat.
Really?
It's interesting. Yeah, can you imagine Anons and, like, Wrestle League and friends? So, that's what's happening.
I'm starting to get reviews now. Becalina says, Vince in the Bay is to audio porn what Snarkadoo is to horror films.
I think she meant Sharknado.
Channel Zero says, I think Vince in the Bay would be a horrible guest reader at an elementary school.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Becalina also says, truly the most entertaining story ever.
Hooray!
Uh, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah.
The real question is, did Becca flap and did she get off?
I don't know.
Let us know.
Is she still in the chat? No.
I'm sorry that I failed so hard on not screening the story better. I had to make Vince think, I guess.
Yeah, I ad-libbed. It's okay.
The ad-libbed terribly.
What was I going to do? Becca Lena,
final
let's
thoughts
see.
With your listeners?
No, fuck that. We already did that.
Well, with the ones who stayed along for that shit.
Oh, okay. This is what Becca Lena just tweeted. She must be listening. Becca Lena just said, yeah, no fap and nap, LOL. She was not,
I'm sorry.
I think I think the fact that it was nurse lesbian porn that I was sort of restructuring, I think that took her out of it. It kind of took me out of it.
Well, the thing is, I sent you many that weren't nurse, and then you decided during the show that you wanted nurse for Sinister. So I found a bunch of nurse ones, and I had to do it fast, and I didn't fully read them all, and this turned out to be lesbian, and we had to adapt. It was a total fail.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's not for lack of trying. You did a fantastic job. You gave me a bunch of different options, and I think I actually picked the correct option.
I think I read that one more than you did, and I think that one would have been, like, bad. Oh.
Let me see. Blah, 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 blah.
We'll have to do one where, like, I actually find a good story, like a real good
story. We really got to do some serious.
I had, like, very limited time.
No, just what you did in the course of like 5 or 10 minutes was, you know, you found a lot of shit. I looked up some stuff too. It's different searches. Like I looked up short erotica short stories, and I came up, you know, with some stuff. But you really got to go through it and with a fine tooth comb and find the good juicy stuff.
I will find a much better one for next time. I promise.
I mean, if it has to come to worst comes to worst, though, we can just do ad libbed.
Like, just phone sex ourselves?
Yeah, we'll just do ad libbed phone sex. That's fine.
Yep. Totally.
But that was an experience, though. My apologies to the furious fapper who was not able to fap to that.
I'm so sorry.
That's kind of a bummer. You know,
I feel bad.
We tried.
Total fail. Ugh.
Yeah, it's sad, but you know, hey, you hit and miss. You learn from your failures. It's ultimately.
I don't miss that often when it comes to porn. Like, this is embarrassing.
What's up?
Yeah, Spyko, your thoughts.
What's up? My thoughts on what? What happened? What are you talking about, Ben?
We just read some erotica. We were trying to
read some erotica, Ben?
Yeah, we were reading some erotica, but it turned out halfway through the story we figured out it's lesbian porn. Exactly. Uh-huh.
Like,
pretty much.
Were y'all like role playing and shit, and you just found out you're a female?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like the reverse of Assert.
That sucks, dude. Sorry, Tiny Jet. Hold on. Always
yeah, no worries. We'll wait. We'll wait, dude. We'll stand by. Go ahead. Just your
business. I'm sorry, man. You know, it happens. All right, go ahead. Continue your fucking awesome show, Vince. What's up? Okay, lesbian.
We're just kind of fucking over. The show's totally over. This is like the
no, it's never over.
Shadow
just took his shirt off. Update. There are three people with shirts off in this tiny chat. Blitzkrieg, Trezzy Anon, shirtless, yes. All right, and Shadow DXS, shirtless.
No thanks. No thanks.
Oh, yes.
They're done
way,
that.
Way straighter than your fucking, your bullshit, all right? There's actually a female in here along with these males. It's not
there's
just
actually
gay
people
fucking
in here, so I'm doing just fine, thank you.
You just ran as a lesbian. You did a fucking character read as a lesbian.
That it's we're kinky like that. I live in San Francisco. What do you expect?
Did she fuck you with the strap on, Vince?
No, that's next week.
Next week, all right. That's sexy though. I'm just saying. What the fuck did you say, nigger Christ?
Fuck you, Vince.
All right. I'm sorry. The volume just turned up all of a sudden, and somebody said that. I apologize, Vince.
Yeah.
It's whatever,
fuck
dude.
Fuck you, Vince.
Hey. Is that Proto?
Eat a bag of dicks, Vince.
All right, that was Frank. So I think there's two different people.
Eating a bag of dicks. You know what? You know what? For that, that's actually a new offense. A new offense.
Oh, it's a good thing I didn't say it, Vince.
No, but it came, but it came from your line. So, Psycho, 2 minutes. 2 minutes for you, for saying bag of dicks. So Jane.
Yeah.
What else could have been better about the show?
Well, you could have found a better story.
Yeah.
I found better stories, but you changed your requirements.
Becalina is saying laughing is almost as good as fapping, guys. What's making you laugh? Have we said anything funny?
The entire fucking story was hilarious.
Becalina,
I just peed again.
Are you peeing outside?
Yep.
God. You're like a Neanderthal.
Not normally, but I can't do this late night stuff inside the house. So.
Well, it doesn't even sound like you're outside. It's pretty quiet.
I live in a quiet neighborhood.
Apparently.
Yeah. Kind of badass.
Sweet.
No, that was... I feel terrible about that story. Oh.
What story? I forgot. What story?
The dumb story we just read.
Oh, that one. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to forget about it.
Becalina said it was funny as hell, though. Hooray!
Yeah. We'll work on some stuff. You know, Becalina,
yeah.
if she can, you know, maybe do some research too, that would be appreciated.
You know what? No, fuck you. I had good stories, but you wanted short, and then you changed it to short and nurse, and I had 5 minutes to find them. Okay, you can't. Not all on me.
Oh, it's totally not on you. But you stepped up. You gave me some options. That was good. That was great. It just didn't work.
I was the only one trying to help you.
You did an awesome job. You gave me a lot of options, and I picked one, and then you diverted.
The one you picked was dumb. This one, I really thought it was a male patient.
And
it would have been so much hotter.
Even if it was a male patient, it was kind of dumb. You know, I made it better by turning it into a male patient.
What? No, it's like if it was written as a male patient and you didn't actually have to think for yourself, it would have been gold. But, like, the second you had to actually think and, like, edit stuff in your brain, it failed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could have played a man better.
Oh, really? Why don't you, then?
Well, I think maybe for next time I'll just write my own story.
Dude, I'm doing a show tomorrow night. We should try it again, but try to find something good and, like, short. Like, that was the right amount of time, but it was just corny and stupid.
I will just write one. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I look forward to this.
Well, most of the stuff that you read is really shitty.
You're going to be a staff writer now for the Vince of the Bay show. you're going to have to attend the weekly meetings now. It's cool. You can conference in. It's a big conference call, but yeah. Welcome to board.
Awesome.
Oh wow. Okay.
No one got hard during that story.
Yeah, neither did I. It was,
that is like so hard. Like no one got turned on, and that is the saddest thing ever.
Yeah. Was it my delivery too?
Well, partly.
Really? Was my delivery that bad?
Well, parts of it, yeah.
It was a cold read.
It was for both of us, okay? We'll just have to like prepare better next
both
time.
Of us. You said like four words.
Well, I hadn't read the story fully before I sent it to you.
What kind of music do you want to hear?
Me?
Yeah.
Let's do, I don't know, that's pretty last minute.
No, you have plenty of time to think about it. There's no hurry, there's no rush. Technically,
well,
we have 10
minutes. How much time left is there before they cut us?
10 minutes. 10 minutes to figure out a song. Well, we actually want to hear the song for at least for a little
right.
bit. So let's figure. You know, you get 7 minutes. Seven
okay.
minutes to figure out what. And yeah. Seven
okay,
minutes.
Talk to someone else for a minute.
Okay, we'll check back in with Spyko. Spyko, what's going on?
Hey, Vince. What's going on? Oh, God. Hey, everyone. Blitz, I fucking muted your ass. Blitz, how dare you? Right when I went on air, you played your little soundboard. I hope you had
hey,
fun.
Soundboard. Speaking of soundboards, Spyko, you're calling from Texas, right?
Yes, Houston, Texas. What's up?
Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Lone Star Bear. That fucking Alamo and fucking Longhorn State.
How dare you?
Dallas cowboy that ever drawed a breath. Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Plum's Head. I work my fingers to the bone. I throw my drums. Pretty good song to the grass of the Texas. They jerk my tunes off on the tone. They don't miss the fuse though. They lock them up and they throw away the key. Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Lone Star Bear. Fuck that fucking Alamo and fucking Longhorn Steers. Fuck every Dallas cowboy that ever draws a breath. Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Plum Dead. So I'm headed.
All right, cut it.
I have a song.
Oh, really? What is it?
Mm-hmm. Do It Again by Stroke 9. It's 5 minutes long.
Do It Again by Stroke 9?
Preferably off the Cafe Cuts record, so it's acoustic. It's a sexy song, which is why I picked it.
Do It Again, Stroke 9?
Mm-hmm, Cafe Cuts.
Cafe Cuts, what does that mean?
It's the name of the record.
Oh, I don't
know. Their acoustic album? Well, it's because it's acoustic, so it's sexier.
I don't know. This doesn't sound. I don't know if this is acoustic or not, but it's going to be what it's going to be.
Fine. More fails.
Unless you have a YouTube link, you can send me really in the next like 4 minutes.
Probably. I'll look.
Do it quick, or else I'm going to use this version.
I'm looking quick. Just give me a sec.
Yeah. Well, look quicker.
Okay, I'm juggling a phone and a cigarette and an iPad.
Stop smoking. You should stop smoking cigarettes. They're bad for you.
Oh, my God. You're so annoying.
Did you figure it out yet?
my life.
Because I got a great version of it. I don't know if it's acoustic, but it's great.
I'll just play it.
That's what she said.
Or give me one more minute.
Okay. One more minute. Go for it. I'm screening it. Oh, whoops. Okay, here we go. I'm going to upload it. Did you find it? You got like one second.
I just asked for 1 minute and you gave me just play what you have. I'm having troubles.
No. Look it up. You have 30 seconds now. Okay. When the music starts, you have 30 seconds. Okay. All right.
I'm looking.
Here we go. Okay, Jane, what do you have for us?
I didn't find it. Not acoustic.
Okay. You have failed. So I will now be uploading this, and I don't even know if it's going to be uploaded at time, but we're going to try it. What's the name of this person again?
Stroke 9 is a band.
Stroke 9. Got it. Do It Again is the song. Okay. It's up right now. So we have just another minute to go here. Jane.
Mm-hmm.
What are you wearing right now?
Tank top and yoga pants.
That's kind of hot.
Totally sexy. Not really.
But kind of still. So, yeah. Yoga pants.
Well, kind of, because there's no undergarments involved.
Yeah. The girls are let out to play.
You know, you could really drop the whole sexy voice thing that you do.
Why?
Because it's less sexy than your normal voice.
Oh, okay. I'm trying too hard. Is that what you're saying? I'm trying too hard.
Yeah, you're trying too hard, and then you fail.
Well, it's supposed to be an erotic story, so I'm trying to fucking read it like it's erotic. I don't know.
But no, you do it kind of all the time, I think. And whenever you're talking to a woman, you turn on what you think is your Barry White voice.
No, dude, I do that just at the beginning, but I don't talk like that the whole time.
Well, I would hope not, because you'd be kind of a creeper.
I know. Well, people call me a creeper. I am a creep. What can I say? It is what it is.
Just own your creeperism.
Yeah, what, you know, it's...
Just don't play your creeperism off as sexy. Doesn't work.
Have you seen me do that? I was trying to be of service to Becalina. She's always complaining about not having a bedtime story, and I know she's like the furious.
Like one time she complained. One time.
Oh, man. You know, I don't even know why I do these shows for people. You know, everybody is so ungrateful. It's like, why do I bother?
Well, I'm grateful because I've done nothing but laugh all night. because there were some fucking crazies on your show, but... And trying to ad-lib the porn was hilarious.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. Fucking life is fucked up.
Right, I will just write my own story for next time.
Yeah, write something. Something we can interact.
It'll be fantastic.
Yeah, and yeah, make it interactive, like we both play parts.
Well, duh.
Okay, just making sure.
Well, that's what I said. Like, these stories are disappointing. I need to write my own. Like, I'll just write my own. It'll be good.
Yeah, totally. Fucking rock it. Do it again. Stroke 9. Do it again. They sound like, do they do the Warped Tour thing?
I think they used to. Like, you heard the song, like, Little Black Backpack? That's them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, really quickly, Spyko, final thoughts.
Oh, am I muted? What's up, Vince? Holla.
Hey.
Shadow just got, like, you know, he left. I don't know. I think he's banned from Tiny Chat.
Vince, Trezzy deserves to die in a fire.
Hey, Frank, come on. All right, turn down Frank. Final thoughts. Blitzkrieg has a nice body. He has his shirt off. He just stood up. All right? You know.
Okay, appreciate the call, Spyko. Jane, anything you'd like to say before we play the song?
No, just go ahead and play it.
All right, thanks for coming
on. Thanks for letting me talk.
Yeah, it's always fun doing like the overtime, you know, post-show wrap-up with you. Here's your song.
Imagination, old-fashioned infatuation. I can be anything that you want me to be, and you can have me in every position that you dreamed. I know you've got a wild streak. You're a freak. You're alone in your bed with graphic images in your head. Let me do what I want.